it was kind of a double, well, certainly it's a double blow, both North and South. A few Southerners actually, of course, are jubilant. They may even think this will rejuvenate the Southern cause, because only one army has surrendered. There's still 150,000 men under arms elsewhere across the South, and that the death of Lincoln might perhaps take the steam out of the Northern war effort. The more thinking individuals realize that with the war almost certainly lost, that was going to make whatever peace followed that much more difficult for them, because they, you know, because of the outrage in the North. Jefferson Davis was not pleased about it. He had a feeling this would not be good for them, and people on his cabinet especially said it was perhaps the worst thing that could happen to them, precisely for that reason, that once the war was over, there might be a very vindictive power in Washington that would really want to ride roughshod over the South in revenge. And there certainly was that.
We talk about Lincoln's legacy. How would that legacy have changed, do you think, if he hadn't been assassinated?
Oh, you can't. There's no way to answer that, but as a guess, there's a couple of possibilities. Lincoln still had a strong opposition within his own Republican Party, that is, the more extreme radical Republicans. He had shown himself to be a master politician in keeping the lid on them, keeping his party together. There's no way to say what if they might not have acquired more power during the balance of his second term, and he might not have been able to put through some of the Reconstruction issues, the easy policy that he hoped could be imposed on the South. On the other hand, because he was such a master politician, he might very well have been able to get his full program through, and we wouldn't have gone through that awful period of military Reconstruction that really still divides Americans today. It's still an emotional issue with people, a lot of people in the South.
We really can't agree on what the Lincoln legacy is today, do we?
It's difficult. It's very much like what I was saying in my talk. People draw what they want that serves their purpose or suits their mood or their view on America from what Lincoln did. So some will see that his legacy is continuing strife and discord because he was a tyrant who usurped power and caused this war, and others will say that his legacy is one of peace and that it would have been far worse had he not lived to keep the nation together.